You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
Crafted for speed, tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. The New Balance Furon V8 refines the ultra-lightweight, precision, strike-focused design for an even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud is designed to support control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players on the pitch, like Saka himself. Experience engineered minimalism crafted to support explosive movement and the sharpest of touches. Learn more and purchase a Furon at newbalance.com/Saka.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, really can't wait for Christmas to be over, get to St. Stephen's Day and get on with the sport. Kathleen McNamee of Off the Ball joins us, of course, regular with Pat on a Friday to preview and Monday to review all the sport. Hallelujah, the Premier League is back. Now, unlike Pat, who is impartial, fair and professional, I am a Man City maniac and a Leinster maniac. So put up with that. But isn't it great? I watched the match last night. The Premier League is back on St. Stephen's Day.
I'm going to say, I heard a little birdie told me you're a big City fan, so you must have been pretty happy about last night.
Indeed.
An epic game that I don't think anyone was expecting after the World Cup. I suppose Liverpool's big stars and City's big stars in Haaland and Salah weren't playing at the World Cup, and you could tell they both looked fresh as anything, got their goals. Surprising, actually, that the two teams did put out quite young teams in general, but it's been a feisty affair, this fixture, in previous times. And I think we saw a lot of that on the pitch last night, especially with the fact that now City can go and equal Liverpool's record of 9 EFL Cup wins, now that they're pretty much the favourites to win the rest of the tournament, with Arsenal, Chelsea and Tottenham all out.
Yeah. So what fixtures, you know, we have this congestion of fixtures, New Year's and Christmas. What fixtures catch your eye?
I think the ones just after Christmas, there's some interesting ones. Obviously, you have Leeds versus City, which would be good. Leicester versus Newcastle. The Newcastle have been very interesting this season, and they are ready to go, especially since a lot of their teams weren't at the World Cup. Aston Villa versus Liverpool on December 26th. Those have Arsenal, West Ham, Chelsea, Bournemouth, and United versus Nottingham Forest. So people always think that there isn't that much happening around this time of the year, but there actually is quite a lot. And as you said, then going into the new year, they also have Wolves are taking on United, City versus Everton, Leicester versus Liverpool, Arsenal are playing Brighton, and then Chelsea are playing Tottenham. So those are kind of like the big team matches that are happening over the next couple of days into the new year.
It will be interesting to see if Arsenal can sustain their position at the top. And there's no doubt, Newcastle, Man United, they are becoming resurgent as the season goes on.
They really are. And like the big news for Arsenal, I suppose, heading into this second part of the season is the fact that they lost Gabriel Jesus for up to 3 months with injury. So a lot of people are going to be looking at what they do in the January transfer window, because compared to a lot of the other squads, they don't really have the same level of depth. And they've been known before to go on a good run and then crash spectacularly in the middle of the season. But hopefully now, they didn't have too many players that went all the way in the World Cup, so that might benefit them as well. I just can't see past City, though, for the rest of the season. I mean, Erling Haaland...
Well, I can never see past City. That's my problem. But no,
Haaland has 24 goals across all competitions.
I think once De Bruyne and Haaland stay fit, they should be okay. Let's move on to the URC, the rugby. I think it's now traditional that the big match is Leinster away to Munster. Is it Thomond Park Monday night, St. Stephen's night, 7:35. What are you expecting?
I think Leinster will do this. We saw the last time the two sides met that, you know, it was an interesting affair. Munster are on a bit of a resurgence at the moment after a dire start to their season. But I just think the strength that Leinster have and the depth in their squad will absolutely see them past. Furlong is also should be able to make a comeback. They have to make a call on that over the weekend, but that's a massive big thing for Leinster to get back. And also the fact that Sexton and Larmour both came through the Gloucester game without any issues. I think the atmosphere is going to be incredible, as you say. Like, these provincial fixtures around Christmas are always such great affairs. But I think Leinster just have the strength. I mean, even if you look at what they've done in Europe the last couple of weekends, 42-10 against Racing and then 57-0 against Gloucester. They're on a roll.
Explain to me, Kathleen, why has the Heineken Champions Cup gone downhill so much? It seems to have lost its luster. People playing B teams. What's that about?
I think it's the way they've restructured it this year. So it used to be that it was much more difficult to get through to the next round out of these pool stages, whereas now it's almost difficult not to qualify. There could be a case where a team only wins one match in all of the pool stages and they will still qualify for the next round. So I think teams just don't care about it as much and it's lost.
But is it that there are dead rubbers as opposed to the competition? Like, when we get to the knockout stages and get to the quarterfinals, you think it'll be back full on?
I think so, yeah. I think it's that at this stage, because it is so easy to qualify for the next stage, teams are more focusing on their, you know, the other competitions, the URC, the top 14, whatever it might be. And it's like, you look at, say, Gloucester putting out basically a second string side against Leinster.
Yeah, that was a disgrace, yeah.
Yeah, like, I just think the mentality in that is completely wrong. Because, like, fair enough, Leinster are the best team in Europe at the moment, in my opinion. But, like, you can't just go into a match with an already defeated attitude. And I know a coach might say, well, we want to give young players the opportunity. That's fine. But, like, you don't. The way they did it, to me, was just sending players out to get absolutely battered. And I don't really think that's all that good for general attitudes in a squad. And it just doesn't show much personality, in my opinion.
So Friday the 23rd, we have Connacht against Ulster. Not sure what's happening at Ulster. They're on a bit of a slide, are they?
Yeah, they really are. To be fair, they do have quite a lot of injuries. You know, Addison, Balakoon, Hume, O'Toole, Stockdale, Aaron Sexton. And now they're going to be missing Billy Burns and Rob Herring going into that game. And obviously, Matt and Curtis are already out injured as well. So they have a lot of trouble in that regard. But it just seems to be that they mentally, they've like gone the complete opposite way from what Munster was. They are where Munster were at the start of the season. And I know they complained quite a lot the other weekend about the fact that their game was moved from King's Van and the fact that La Rochelle were allowed a small delegation into the stadium. But I don't think you can rely on those sort of things. And they did show a lot of courage to come back in that game. But considering where they were a few weeks ago, it's just been a shocking turnaround. Like, we were talking about them challenging Leinster for the title this year.
Sure, no, it's unexpected, really. Now, I have to move on to the horse racing, because it is, you know, other than Cheltenham, it's the best of the year. I'll be going to Leopardstown a number of days myself. Limerick is on. Down Royal's on St. Stephen's Day. We have the King George on. I got a strong tip for a horse called Shan Blue of Dan Skelton's at Weatherby and the Roland Merrick. All the top guns. Brave Man's Game, Facile Vega, State Man, they're all rolling out. Mouth-watering for me, Kathleen.
It really is. And I wanted to ask you, what's your favourite Christmas memory going to one of these?
Oh, there's days I've lost huge amounts of money. I only remember the scars, really. But no, I'd go on the quietest day. You know, I'd happily go to tomorrow on New Year's Day. I like the quiet meetings. I maybe go once a week racing. So, but it's the quality. And I hear a horse like a Plutard that bombed out in the Betfair Cup at Haydock. Rachel says he's working out of his skin. But I think the thing for me is that Willie Mullins really releases the big battalions from now on, building up to the Leopardstown Dublin Festival in February. But it's I suppose the King George is for Britain the biggest race, and to me it's Long Press versus Braveman's Game. Do you like a punt yourself?
I would be a casual supporter, I would have to say, although I do, I've been living with two people who train horses the last month or so. So I feel like I've learned an awful lot.
Indeed.
Who's racing on the TV every single day. And if the racing isn't on, they're watching the marts and the selling and the buying of horses. So I feel like I've definitely, my knowledge has improved.
Okay, finally, do text us 53106 if you have any hot tips for Christmas. You've left out the most important thing of all. Pint drinking in the alley pally with the darts, the errors.
Exactly. And we've been talking about the darts a lot on Off the Ball the last while. World Championship is on at the moment. For a lot of people, it is the Christmas tournament. Today is the final day before they go on a quick break over the Christmas, and then it will start up again. But yeah,
are you for or against Michael van Gieren? Can you sing the song, Michael van Gieren?
I don't know if I can sing it, but I definitely do enjoy it. I don't know. There's something about the darts around this time of the year. I never watch it all year long. And then whenever it's on at Christmas, it just feels like
it draws you
in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Kathleen McNamee previewing from Off the Ball, all the great sport. One of the best things, a week of it. Really, really thrilling. Thank you indeed.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.